The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Cameron, we've got some shocking news to launch the show with.
What's that? Aside from a rugby player being kicked out for making eye contact?
Well, that's quite shocking in its own way, but no, this is even more shocking. Emma Tinson, have you heard the shocking news?
No, I haven't.
Heard the shocking news. You know, we've been asking ourselves over the last few weeks, Jessica Ward, you know, our Antipodean sort of New Zealand, so etc.
She's stuck in New Zealand.
No, worse than that, I'm afraid. Worse than that.
She's stuck in Peterborough.
I know it's difficult to say that, even with Tessa Snart in the studio, but I think it's even worse than that. No, I shall read out the email that she sent me, literally, at 12:59 UK time. Hello, Alex. I apologise for the very late notice, but I will not be accompanying you in the studio this term. I am currently in Madrid and will be studying at the Universidad San Pablo until next year. Unbelievable!
I'm never going to see Jessica Ward again.
Exactly! Did you not realise that Claire and Emma could be bereft of Jessica Wardness for like a whole 6 or 7 months?
So then she can like... over the radio, still communicate. Yes.
Good point, Claire, because she had said, once I get a SIM card here, I can become your Madrid correspondent.
That would be fab.
So, of course, with Gabriela Peralta from Gibraltar, and we know the relationship between Madrid and Gibraltar, Spanish Gibraltar, it could be a nightmare over there, but never mind. Anyway, so in case you're wondering, as indeed we were, Jessica, no longer in the British Isles. She gets dual nationality and goes off to Madrid. Oh, well, so it goes.
Yeah, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
Yeah, well, there we have it. That makes so much perfect sense.
It's a song. It's a song.
Yeah, pretty precisely. Jake Worthington has actually sort of done a version which you brought to us today, which I'm sure is going to be just replete with delights. So, Cameron, the floor is once again yours.
Yeah, y'all have the voice over there. Well, we have the big one here in the U.S. And one of the judges on that is Blake Shelton. You've probably heard about him in the news lately. On Team Blake, going back to season 6, there was this kid that came out of Texas. Now, he had been on the show before and didn't make it past the auditions, the blind auditions. They told him what to do. He came back on season 6 and did it and blew everybody away. He was on Team Blake, and he's a much more traditional sound. He was runner-up on the show. I thought he was really going to win it, but he came in second, and he's got a bit of a career going. Of course, after they're on The Voice, they go out and kind of tour for The Voice for a year, and then they spit them out, and there you go, you're on your own. Jake is doing really well. He's got a number of dates coming up. He just announced that he's going to be at Country Jam Colorado in June. So if you're going to be there in June, you'll have to go and see that. But we're going to be featuring him. We're featuring him this week on our National Access program that is on 33 radio stations around the world. But we're getting him here first. This is Jake Worthington. Just Keep Falling in Love on Siren FM.
I see people day after day doing their best to throw it away, but not us. We just keep falling in love. They're busy fighting over little things. Just keep falling.
Jake Worthington, with, of course, cowboy hat as well, if you go to his website. Extraordinary. Tessa, what did you make of it?
I really like that. Mm. It had a good beat to it, a good country
feel.
Good.
Very good. Emily Jones, what did you make of it?
I enjoyed it. Personally, I like upbeat music. Mm. I like stuff that I can sing along to,
especially
while I'm working.
Wake you up in the morning. Exactly.
Wow.
Claire Marge Harrison.
I really quite liked it. Quite jolly, quite kind of very country. Mm. So, yeah, no, I really like his hat as well.
They like the hats. The hat is good. Yeah. The hat's a winner. Emma Tinson.
Yeah, it was very, very country, wasn't it? I quite liked it, though. It was like a little twanging guitar going away. I like it.
Well, we already revealed, obviously, the facts that Jessica Ward is in Spain. Eva McDonald will be joining us tomorrow morning. She's had to give up the evening slots because she's... Yeah, I know. But,
what?
You know...
Let's face it.
No, we can always open up.
Finally, the citizens of Peterborough and Harrogate can rejoice with the legendary Tessa Snart and Claire Margerison as regular co-presenters on the Midweek Drive.
They've got their own jingle. Yay, I know.
I've made it in life now. I don't need anything else.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's the sort of the upbeat version of Rachel sort of did one which was slightly more laid back, which is more...
Finally, the citizens of Peterborough and Harrogate can rejoice with the legendary Tessa Snart and Claire Margerison as regular co-presenters on the Midweek Drive.
Amazing. That's just a sort of sneak preview. We've got a few others sort of coming through the system, which is all great from that point of view. So, moving on. Horse riding, Cameron. I thought it was only Canadian Mounted Police, William Shatner, and perhaps one or two other Canadians who actually sort of got on horseback. But I see you've been posting pictures on Facebook recently of yourself in the saddle, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I've ridden since I was a kid. Never owned any horses, but I've always ridden. And a friend of ours has four horses, and I think they're called Death Pestilence.
Nice.
No, that's different kind of four horses. But, yeah, so I was out at his ranch, which kind of butts up against Garth Brooks' ranch.
Name dropper.
Nashville. Yeah.
Is he a good neighbor?
So, I don't know. We didn't see him. It's a big ranch, so we didn't really, you know, things go on that you don't even know.
As long as it doesn't frighten the horses.
Yeah, that's it exactly. So, yeah, we were out riding on Saturday, and it was a great day for a ride. Yeah.
I'm very jealous, Cameron. I used to horse ride when I was younger, and I haven't horse ridden since I think I was about 12. I used to love horse riding. I keep looking at, like, Lincoln Stables just so I can get back in saddle now that my back's better. It would be so good.
Ooh, yeah. Clearly, you know, lots
Well, of... I rode quite a bit when I lived in England, but... you have to wear a helmet there. And
you should wear a helmet everywhere, Cameron. It's called health and safety, dear boy.
Yeah, health and safety, yeah. So I hated that. So we don't have to do that here.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah. And you look at the political system, and you can now understand why. Anyway, enough of such stuff. But
hasn't done much good over there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do our thing. That's important, or should we use the vernacular thing? In a few moments, we'll be talking to the fabulous Morgan Miles. But last week, as Emma Tinson will attest to, we did have this thing, which indeed Tessa actually came back and said, "You said I was related to somebody last week. Who was it?" Because my mother walked in. Obviously, she's related to her mother, inevitably. But we were talking about Leonard Snart, of course, Captain Cold in the Flash scenario.
Not quite the same.
Could be. We haven't sorted this one out.
Cold can't do the legendary Tessa Snart head tilt.
Yes, exactly.
She's got her secret moves.
On the Southside Broadcasting Facebook page as well, for sorry. Just reading out Tessa's line, because it was fair to, but I mean, we do Penny Evans, we do most of the sort of things she did send in. Actually, at 16 minutes past 6 last week, the Siren team doing a great job this evening, loving the choice of David Bowie tunes. We've lost another great. I hope you all had a lovely Christmas and New Year, and I'm looking forward to returning to the Midweek Drive next Wednesday.
So,
and then she follows it up with a second one, which of course sent to studio@sirenonline.co.uk, which we managed to access later. Also, my mum would love for you to play a particular tune, which we've got lined up for her now, so hopefully your mum is listening.
You.
This is important.
In fact,
Cameron, as obviously you have the Peterborough connection from this point of view, would you like to share this joint introduction with, indeed, the Snartstress, Tessa, of course, and Queen David Bowie under pressure? Cameron, it's over to you to use your broadcasting expertise to build this link. Go.
Okay, well...
Harry, hold it there. We've forgotten to ask those last two questions. Sorry about that. You know, it's pro forma. Exactly. Whoa, boy, Claire.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today, Cameron?
Yes, I have.
Good. And will you be joining again next week?
You got it. I'll be back.
Right. Now we can go back to that, aren't we? Cameron, go for this.
Okay, so we're flogging David Bowie again this week, even though we lost another rock and roll great, Glenn Frey from the Eagles, that we're not even mentioning this week.
No, that's unfair.
David Bowie song.
The heat is on, Cameron.
We'll play
the heat
yet
is
another
on.
David. Yeah. We'll play yet again another David Bowie song. This is David Bowie with Queen and Under Pressure on Siren FM.
Yes, but it's dedicated to.
Get dedicated to
Tessa Snot's mother.
I'm Tessa Snot mother.
And please,
Tessa Snot's mother. Yeah,
would you like to give a full name check, Tessa, for your mum? It is
Annie Snot.
Annie Snot. There you are. It's curiously the same name as...
Hey, Annie, here's another Queen song.
Curiously, Annie Snot, the same name as Leonard Snot's sister. Yes.
The connections.
Oh, well, there we are. David Bowie and Queen's Freddie Mercury, both in Heaven FM, dealing with Michael Jackson. And, of course, Glenn Frey and a whole heap of other folk. Splendid. Okay, Siren 107.3 FM. It's 18 and three-quarter minutes, actually nearly 19 minutes past 5 o'clock. We did mention that I would, or at least I promised Ian Mills I would mention his name. So I just have Ian Mills. Hi. So that's all done and dusted. The Siren News is back, of course, for 5:45. What a grand thing that's going to be. It's just going to roll down. I could tell Ryan and everything just superb. I think Rebecca's on editorial duty, so who knows what could be happening with that. But as promised, Morgan Miles, morganmileslive.com, if you want to share the sort of wonderment, etc., will be coming up in a matter of seconds, specifically after Morgan Miles has sung for us, like now. Tilbury always sends us some useful musical tunes, but we were so impressed with Morgan last week, we thought we'd actually sort of purchase the album. Well, it's amazing, you know, the sort of mini EP there. And we thought, what better way to say nobody better than you, because there is nobody better than Morgan Miles. Isn't that right, Morgan?
I don't know about that, but thank you.
Well, welcome to the Midweek Drive, Morgan. A delight to have you here. I'll introduce you to the quartet of fine folk who are in the studio, two of whom are singularly responsible for saying, yes, we need Morgan Miles on the show. And those two, of course, would be Claire Margerrison.
Hello.
and, of course, Emma Tinson.
Hi, Morgan.
And we've also got Tessa Snart and Emily Jones. And Tessa,
hi, Morgan.
I think, Tessa, you were listening to the radio and you thought, this is Morgan, she's a special person.
Yeah, I love her music. So. I was listening last night.
So, Morgan, I was looking at some of your YouTube interviews with a country duo, a guy and a gal who were sort of there. I thought the chap's jumpers were so 1970s, it was unbelievable. And I speak as somebody who's quite a jumper wearer. But, Morgan, they were talking about your injury, and an injury to a knee, I believe. Have you sorted out the injury, and is that OK, and have you done the marathon?
Yes, I had ACL surgery for the second time. Mm-hmm. And yes, I've sorted that out for sure. I haven't done the marathon because my doctor doesn't want me to do more than like a 5K. So maybe I'll just play the music on the side for the country music marathon.
If that wasn't motivation enough, I don't know what would be. You know, it's kind of the basic routine for that. We weren't concerned about that. I just wanted to clarify that for those people who might have been left in YouTube limbo and thinking, is it okay? Has it worked? I mean, this was like back in February last year. I'm thinking, did it? Did it not? It's very strange from that point of view. However, moving on from that point of view, and indeed general influences, Claire Margerison, I'm going to put her on the spot quite deliberately here, Morgan, has got a question that she's going to put to you, which refers specifically to obviously what we heard last week, and we'll hear again, of course, whiskey dreaming. Would you like to put that question, Claire?
Yeah, I was wondering whether you were influenced at all by Taylor Swift, because obviously you sound very like 2006 Taylor Swift.
I think better than Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
It's the key thing, really.
But you know, I hope
like
that you don't...
Country pop princess.
Yeah. And I hope you don't take that as an insult, because, like, I'm a big fan, so...
Yeah. She's very worried, Morgan, because, you know, some people, you say, you sound just like, you know, I'll put the phone down now, you know, contact my agent, you know.
No. I actually used to intern for Taylor Swift, and she's a wonderful person, and how can you not... I mean, she's the biggest thing out there right now, so it's easy for people to hear influences in anybody's music that's that big. And, I wouldn't say I've been influenced musically by her necessarily. I've definitely been influenced by how she is very good to her fans, and she's very humble, and I just think she's an honest-to-God, really good person, and I've always really admired her for that. Even she got me a Christmas gift, and I was like a little intern at her label when she was like 17. So she's a very good person. I think that's why she's as far as she is, because of just being a very good person. So I admire that. And I mean, really where my influences came from was just like that old R&B and a lot of old country, but like we just put a new spin on all these influences that we do have.
There we are, you see.
That's answered that question, yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, I'm sure that Taylor will be saying, yeah, it's time I did a duet with Morgan Wiles.
Yeah, obviously. So,
Swift and Wiles.
That'd be awesome.
We've put it out there, Morgan. That's the message that's coming across here. Listen, let's go to another fantastic piece of music, which I'd like you to introduce. It's from the EP, which, of course, is available, and available from all good online stores and beyond. And it's an interesting upbeat number. It's called Adeline. Or is it Adeline? I don't know. Adeline.
Yeah.
See, this is, you cross Adeline. The Atlantic, you don't know where you're going, really. It can be a different, you know, you've been in Europe, Morgan. You know that it's a different language over here. We try and understand the Americans, but we can't, you know. It's very, but we do love your accent.
Hey,
you
know. Same way, it's okay.
Yeah.
Mom is busy at all times, right?
Exactly. You know, so would you like to introduce Adeline, and share with us what's the sort of backstory behind this little number?
It's really for those cheaters out there, and definitely, it's just definitely the revenge song, and it empowers the person that's been hurt, and they're not going to let them get away with nothing. Mm-hmm. So here's Adeline.
Call me your Mary Jane. Here's the last kiss to kill the pain. I'll shut you down.
Quite right, right, too. Don't mess with her. A round of applause, please, for Morgan Wiles. Yay!
Thank you.
Very, very. Now, originally from Williamsport, a recent graduate of Belmont Curb College of Music Business, you went to Berklee College of Music in Boston for your freshman year, and then at the urging of Clay Bradley, the former vice president of Sony's A&R division, transferred to Belmont, where you earned your degree. Now a resident of Nashville, it's just going from strength to strength, isn't it, Morgan?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's... been a while. It's been like a journey.
And I've got to say that your most eye-opening moment, performing for United States troops departing for Iraq at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, where you rediscovered the power of music. Just share that particular moment. I mean, was that the sort of thing where you thought, yeah, actually, you know, this is quite a moment.
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, they just, honestly, they were in such high spirits of going, but it was just like the different energy that soldiers bring is truly like they were just so happy to have some entertainment. And you know, I must have taken 1,000 pictures, and I wasn't used to like people really wanting pictures, but they were just all just, I was just so honored to, they just do so much, and that was just one small tiny way just to say thank you to them. And it was a very awesome moment.
Well, Tessa Snott has been doing her research because she's from Peterborough, even though she sounds like she's from Essex. It's most peculiar, but still, oh, bless her. Tessa, off you go. Question Morgan, please.
I have actually got a question because I was reading your profile, and I don't know whether you know, but you've been compared to Stevie Nicks and Faith Hill by Brad Paisley and the band Perry's booking agent. How does that make you feel?
It's amazing, and he's now my booking agent. So I'm very honored to be at Wayne Morris.
In fact, you know, people are now saying Stevie Nicks, she sounds a bit like Morgan Wiles.
No, that's a huge comparison. But it's just, I mean, it's amazing. And I mean, I'm speechless to be even compared to that high caliber of a vocalist and artist. Amazing.
It clearly shows the quality that's actually there.
Definitely.
Emily, any thoughts from yourself?
I mean, I really like the tone of your voice, and I actually love that song. I tend to put together playlists for whatever mood I want to be in, and there's definitely a not in a good mood and angry at someone playlist. I'm going to have to stick that song on.
Your name will be there. Yeah.
Amen.
Emma.
Yeah, I mean, I really like your voice, Morgan. I think it's brilliant, and I think that you've got the kind of voice that could cover a range of genres in music, but you're obviously very good at the country side of things. So was there anything in particular that sort of attracted you to the country style of music?
Yes, I feel like in today's world, it's really not very based on genres, and I don't think I was ever just one. I do think I'm very much more country than anything, because country music has become such a big, you know, like, variety of different sounds. I'm definitely on the country soul side of what, you know, Little Big Town did with Girl Crush and Brothers Osborne. Chris Stapleton is even making a country soul movement. And so it was kind of like soul music has entered its way into country music, and I think that's always where I belong. But country music stands for family. It stands for faith. And we take care of our country, and we really look at our country in a positive view. And I really feel like home here. I love Nashville. I feel like I can raise a family here eventually. And we're just, it's a good community, and I feel very home here. And I think maybe back in the day, like in the 90s, granted I wasn't old enough then to be doing what I'm doing now, I may have been pop back in those days, but now, like, Sheryl Crow is country, so it's just different where I've fallen into. I haven't gone away from who I am or musically, but this is where I seem to have found my place.
So let's move on to Whiskey Dreaming, because as you know, last week I was intrigued by the red dress. Not that I'm thinking of purchasing one for myself, but it's interesting in terms of the line that's actually there. But, you know, it seems, Morgan, that obviously you say it's either bottle or me, you know, just get your dreams and whiskey. The message is clearly there. And then you end up twirling around in that red dress on the rooftop. And we weren't quite sure, I think. I mean, we were a bit bemused by the whole sort of
thing. Yeah, so, it's a very nice dress, though.
Very nice dress. The dress was fantastic, you know, for that point of view. But, you know, why the rooftop? Was it just a case you thought, well, you know, we'll do that as opposed to another location?
Yeah, I think, well, it was a performance shot, but it was basically, I'm having a good time, and he's sitting there struggling. Like, I'm twirling around, yeah, having a great time, and being like, you've lost me, and I'm on top of the world because I've lost you. Like, you're no longer...
The man is a loser, let's face it.
Yes.
That's it. It's
end.
I like that. Yeah.
Right.
It's all right. Tomorrow morning we're dealing with a psychologist who's talking about breaking up being hard to do, but getting even. Come on, Neil's a darker road there. Morgan, if you'd be kind enough to stay with us, I think I'll officially dedicate today Morgan Miles Day, because we're going to squeeze in another one hopefully beforehand. But are you okay with a bit of whiskey dreaming from that point of view? Because I think we're going to run this again. I mean, Emma, you're happy with that? She's, you know,
I think this is my favourite one.
It's available. And again, check out the video as well. It's quite extraordinary. Applause, please. Yay! As you said, Claire, one of the lyrics of the 21st century. Would you like to just share it with us?
The bottle's empty, like your apologies. I really like that.
Bottle's empty, like
so sassy. I love it.
It's just a win-win situation. Oh, we're bleeping into all sorts of things. The beach is there. You're still there, Morgan, we take it. Or has she gone? No, she's there. We just thought for the moment, oh, you'd gone. We need to put those last two questions to you, because I'm going to try and squeeze in before the news at 5:45, Queen of Hearts, because I think it's richly deserved. Morgan, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Madrid Drive today?
Have I had it?
Yeah, has it been okay for you? Has it been okay? It's like our customer feedback. We get it all the time, really. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah, Yes, I've been great today. We just found out, I mean, it's only 11:30 here in Nashville, but we found out, my friend just told me that we charted this week, and that's amazing because I'm completely independent. I'm the only independent on the chart, so.
Another round of applause. Yay! Just, of course, showing the power of playing the tune on the Midweek Drive last week to actually get it through the system.
No, it's just been thing. I mean, to be on these charts that, you know, with no label, no management, I'm literally taking this phone call with the kids that I nanny. So it's just been kind of an organic love and support from all the fans out there. I mean, it's just brought me to tears. So
and clearly, Morgan,
good morning.
You're going to have to come over to the British Isles again very soon. When are you next planning to return to the United Kingdom? Yep.
I played a tour over there a while ago, and I had so much fun. I definitely want to come back because you guys just love music on such a different level, and I really appreciate that.
So, Morgan, I take it then you'll return telephonically and possibly in person in the not-too-distant future. You will return to the show?
I just so hope so.
Yay! Get a round of applause. Let's go with that. And we'll wrap up with Queen of Hearts, if that's okay, Morgan, because let's face it, you've stolen ours.
Oh,
one has to say...
Oh, my goodness.
We even forgive that wonderful DJ unfriendly whiskey dreaming pause where the music just stops dead and you think, what's happened now? It's extraordinary.
Till it's all gone. Go on and get your feet.